Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so connect this bit to the main transistor.
Officer Eiffel? Is this a bad time?
What do you need, Hera?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. But do you need something? Like, maybe a full meal?
I'll grab something in a bit.
Sure?
Yep. Positive.
What are you doing?
Just trying to solve a puzzle.
What puzzle?
The radio transmissions. Why the hell...
Oh, not again.
No, hear me out. Classical music, blaring out into space. Why? Courtesy shot before the dear listeners start up some flare action? I don't think so. There's gotta be something else going on.
We've done a full spectrum analysis of every transmission since.
Oh, that's amateur hour. You gotta think big.
And dare I ask what thinking big looks like?
For starters, I'm gonna repurpose this hub right here to boost our receiving capacity.
Eiffel, the comms equipment is already in better shape than most of us, actually. What more can you do?
Lots! I can jury-rig 3 additional resonators, add some lateral shearing, get some proper imaging sensors up. The sky's the limit.
Don't you think it's all of it? Wait. Isn't that bit of sky you're working on a little close to that gas valve?
It's fine.
You sure? Because the last thing we need is a methane leak.
Looks pretty airtight to me.
Well, okay. Just be careful with that.
Come on.
Oh, are you sure that...
Yes, Hera, I'm sure.
You could always ask for some...
This is gonna be fine. Just as soon as this stupid thing stops... being such a... So, I'm assuming that's bad, but not like headed for something important about to ignite bad, is it?
Do you seriously need to ask?
Okay. I can fix this. I can fix this.
You can't fix this, can you?
I'm, open to suggestions.
Okay. Well, let's start with run. Run away. Get out of there. Now.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Still got one more minute.
Captain, Didn't I say that the prisoner would be gagged for 30 minutes if he didn't behave? If he wasn't civil?
I have a very vivid memory of you saying that, First Officer. Yes.
And do you remember me saying that it would be a one-time punishment, and that as soon as I took the gag off, he could return to his indiscriminate sarcasm?
Not at all. I recall some very specific words about how that gag would go right back on.
Good. I just want to make sure that I was clear.
Okay. That's time.
Now then, what was that?
I said you made your point. Jeez.
What'd I miss?
Lots and lots of fun. How's it looking out there?
Leaks repaired. Fire damage wasn't too bad.
I'm still gonna go ahead and rotate the oxygen mains to make sure you all don't get poisoned in your sleep.
How long is that gonna take?
I know Hilbert's old lab isn't a fun place to be, but just give me a couple of hours, okay?
A couple of hours?
Just like 3 or 4. I'm sorry, I did mention the so you don't get poisoned aspect, right?
And why exactly is this creepy-ass science fair the only safe place?
Because it's completely isolated from the rest of the station. It's got its own pressure and its own air.
The decor might be a little Franken Nouveau, but it does give us a safe place to wait this out.
Command does tend to think of everything.
What happened to the let's gag the prisoners idea?
Only if they break the rules, Eiffel.
But I liked the let's gag the prisoners idea.
I'm getting a lot of aggression here, Officer Eiffel. Are you sure that you're not the one in violation
of— Hey, that's enough. From both of you. Or do I need to go over the rules again?
No.
Oh, let's have them one more time. For anyone who might be hard of hearing, we're thick of skull. Minkowski?
No insulting anyone else in this room. No losing one's temper. No initiating long-time-coming dramatic confrontations. No using another person's word to belittle that person. No saying anything that isn't constructive. And conscientious. And respectful.
We don't all get along, and none of us are happy to be here. But since we're stuck here, we're gonna get through it without going nuts. Capiche?
How? Why do you even have rules? How often does this sort of thing happen?
About once a year.
Hey.
Twice if it's an eventful year.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, Hera, but that didn't sound constructive or conscientious or respectful. Is there perhaps something else you could be doing with your time?
Starting the oxygen cycling process now, sir.
Good.
Look, guys, I know I said it earlier, but I'm sorry.
It's okay, Eiffel.
Not your fault.
How in the name of Zeus is this not his fault?
Rules.
Wait, those apply to Eiffel too?
They apply to everyone, okay? Now, who has something positive for us to talk about?
Not everyone at once, please. Oh, come on. I'm sure someone has something to say that isn't...
I'm hungry. I hadn't eaten anything today.
Hey, food. That's pretty CCNR. We could talk about food.
Let's not.
We could talk in extensive detail about all kinds of delicious, succulent, mouth-watering... Ow!
Yellow card, my friend. Yellow card. Really, though, suggestions?
Come on, people. I need something to take my mind off the hunger.
Maybe a game.
What?
How about fortunately, unfortunately?
Ahem.
I mean, what a great idea. Hooray!
How do you play?
First person comes up with a premise. Once there was a boy who could hear other people's thoughts. Then the next person complicates it with a bad turn. Unfortunately, he was stuck in high school, hearing everyone's embarrassing teenage thoughts. Then the next person brings it back with a good turn. Fortunately, he was able to use his powers to graduate early. You alternate fortunately and unfortunately until the story's gone as far as it'll go.
How do you know when to stop?
Usually the story lets you know. Or you get bored. Or everyone dies.
Sounds riveting.
Better than listening to the Gastric Symphony, no? Come on, I'll start. Once there was a family who could always know where each of the other members were.
Unfortunately, one of them got blown up in a car crash.
Fortunately, he survived the crash and went on to develop a new kind of car engine with better safety standards. And no other car ever blew up ever again.
Unfortunately, someone put a bomb in the car factory and it blew up.
Well, fortunately, the factory was insured and the very nice man from the insurance agency
blew up in a tragic accident involving poorly stored fireworks, which was very, very unfortunate.
Jacoby?
Yes?
Are you... I don't think that's quite how you're supposed
it
to...
It isn't? Kepler?
I don't see any problems.
Yeah, of course you don't.
All I'm saying is that...
Oh, careful. Is what you're about to say in accordance with...
Call it constructive criticism! Wouldn't the game be more fun if you didn't just...
Am I breaking the rules?
Not... technically... No.
Well then, why don't we just get back to it? Unless you all don't think you're clever enough.
Fortunately, everyone in the family was given new jobs in a bomb disposal squadron.
Unfortunately, they got some really out-of-date equipment, and then
fortunately, they were so friggin' good at their jobs that they went-
Unfortunately, one day, they ran into a new kind of bomb, which they'd never even-
Fortunately, they had help from the world's greatest expert on-
Who, unfortunately, was secretly working for the bad guys and made sure they all
got- Okay, enough! Fortunately, they were able to disarm the bomb, and it was good.
But then nothing.
Then they disarmed all the bombs, and nothing blew up, and it was fortunate, and they were fortunate, and everything was fortunate forever after the end.
Unfortunately.
Oh, shut up!
So, what do we think of that game? Yes? No?
Hira? Was that what I think it was?
Yes, Lieutenant.
Are you sure? Because, I mean...
I know. But I double-checked. It's official.
What's going on? What's official?
You, Officer Eiffel. You've gone a full week without making any pop culture references.
Oh my God.
Really? You guys were counting?
We were counting.
You don't have a fever.
Oh, very funny. You guys weren't actually concerned, were you?
You have been a little intense lately with all of the MacGyvering. MacGyvering with the comms equipment. We haven't really seen much of you.
Well, I've been working for once. Figured you wouldn't mind the change.
Eiffel, come on. What's this? Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, for God's... Seriously, Eiffel? Look, I know the NPR special didn't go exactly the way you wanted, but are we actually concerned? What kind of a stupid question is that?
We've barely seen you for the last couple of weeks. We barely know what you've been up to.
Even I barely know.
guys...
You know, there's a failure to communicate joke you're totally missing out on in all of this, Eiffel.
Now that's serious.
Guys! Can we just drop this? Please? At least until after we get out of here? I'm sorry I've been a little MIA, but I'm fine. Aside from the fact that I'm starving, I'm fine.
Well, just let us know if you need any.
Yeah? Are you... Are you all right?
Fine, Captain. Just a small crash in my vocal program.
Are you sure? Was the air cycling program?
Everything's okay, Lieutenant. Don't worry about it. It's just a slight malfunction. Happens in even the best systems.
That's true, but you have been pulling a lot of triple shifts lately, Hera.
When's the last time you did a full reset of your personality program?
About 7 months ago.
Might not be a bad idea to do one in the next couple of days. If we ever manage to get out of here.
Sure. We can talk about that. Later. Now, let's talk about something else, please.
Kepler? Dare I ask if you have any other games?
Well... There is another game that might be fun. It's called Questions Only.
Oh!
No. Anything but...
Jesus, Jacoby. You look like you're in physical pain.
Kepler, how does it work?
Can't you figure out how it works on your own?
What? What do you mean?
What do you think I mean, Lieutenant?
So, what? You can only ask questions? Is that the game?
Doesn't that sound reasonable?
Well, I suppose, but wouldn't you-
And you just lost.
Wait, huh?
It's Questions Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leaves. All questions, all the time. Or you lose, and someone gets to take your place against the defending champion.
Doesn't that sound like fun, Mr. Jacoby?
No, it doesn't. He is unnaturally good at this stupid game.
It's not that bad, is it?
Run away, little pigs. Run away while you still can.
So, who'd like to go first? Captain?
You're pretty confident, aren't you?
Any reason I shouldn't be?
Remind me, have any of your evil plans actually worked out well?
Do you really think you know about all of my plans?
Feel like sharing any new ones?
You really think that's gonna work?
Haven't we goaded you into making some pretty stupid mistakes?
Isn't she getting dangerously close to breaking the rules?
Quiet, you. Oh, no, hang on!
Ooh, sorry, Captain.
Jacoby distracted me, that's cheating!
Would you like a rematch, Captain?
Wait, let me give this a try.
You wanna try, Eiffel?
Why not?
Will you let me know when you're ready?
I'm ready.
Short and sweet.
Anyone else? Jacoby?
No, thank you. I've lost enough of my life to this stupid game.
What about you, Hera? You want to give this a try?
Well, wouldn't that be the next logical step?
Who said this was a logical game?
Don't you?
Wait. Are you sure that's a good idea, Hera? Can you do this and reset the oxygen cycle?
Don't you have complete confidence in my mechanical and multitasking abilities, Lieutenant?
Yes, of course.
Now, where were we?
How's your system functionality doing, Hera?
Do you still have any stiffness in what's left of your hand, Colonel?
Surely you out of everyone would know that's a temporary setback.
But why are you treating it like it's no setback at all?
Does that bother you?
Hey, this is getting a little...
Are we ever going to get some humility into that head of yours?
Is humility really what's needed in our current situation?
How would you define our current situation?
Do you think that's a question I can answer by myself?
Isn't saying that you can do anything by yourself giving you too much credit?
Guys?
Isn't that getting a little personal?
Are you only equipped to deal with it?
Is that a real question?
Is that an incredibly weak way to deflect my question?
Oh, God. This is gonna take a while.
But have we proved our point?
Shall we agree to disagree?
Man.
What new subject would you like to pursue?
Jacoby, how long is this going to go on for?
Hours, days, months doesn't seem unreasonable.
Okay, I have an actual question.
Yes? What can
Not
I do for-
for you. Jacoby, how the hell did you end up here in the first place?
I got on a spaceship, Eiffel, and it flew all the way from Earth.
Just look, we've had some time here, and I'm thinking it over, and you kind of don't make sense.
Rules?
No, I don't mean it that way. You're like one-fifth sarcasm, one-fifth scary explosives knowledge, two-fifths loyalty, and one-fifth complete lack of moral compass.
You forgot one-fifth dastardly good looks, but sure.
So, how did you end up that way? When did you realize Goddard was as messed up as they are? And when were you okay with it?
And what makes you think I'd tell you?
I don't know. Maybe you felt some lingering desire to connect with someone like a human being?
Of course. There's also the possibility that Kepler doesn't want you talking about this stuff.
And answering some of these questions would be just the stuff to really piss him off.
And he doesn't have much of a way to stop you while he's living the questions life, does he?
Jacoby?
What would you like to know?
How long have you been working for this clown?
I've been SI-5 for about 6 years. Worked under him most of that time.
And how did that happen?
Same way it happened for all of us numbskulls. I got recruited. I wasn't in the best place when I joined. They gave me work, gave me direction, and, by the time I had my feet on the ground again, I'd found out what Goddard's like. I was already read in.
And you never wanted to walk away?
Never.
Why not?
Because I love my job, because I was good at it, and because the people I'd worked with were the best people I've ever known.
Yeah, I'm sure the team retreats where you got to burn down the rainforest were amazing.
You ever hear of, Bright Labs?
What?
Bright Labs, green tech company back in the early 60s. Had a funny idea. We might get electricity from the sun instead of from contaminating dangerous fossil fuels. Crazy, right? Nobody wanted to give them a shot except for this little tech conglomerate that was interested in energy sources for space flight operations. 50 years later, any of you all want to invest in coal?
Okay, that's one good thing, but that doesn't justify
the— What about the investments in water purification, eco-friendly fertilizers, global internet access? Not to mention all of the dangerous jobs that are now done by Goddard-developed AI programs. That's the part of this you all don't want to ever talk about. Goddard's done some good stuff, and it's done some deeply messed up stuff, but that's not the point.
What is the point?
Progress. And progress doesn't care about good, doesn't care about bad, it's just forward. So why don't I balk at all the harm Goddard's done? Why am I here? Because people like me and people like him make it possible for people like Maxwell to do their jobs. That's always how it works. And if I get to do what I love and blow stuff up along the way,
And after everything they've done to you, are you still on their side?
There aren't sides. They're just people you do things for and people you do things to.
I suppose what we're really wondering is if you'd—
Kill you? Man's got a dream, right?
So, anyone got another game?
I think I have one. It's called Let's Talk About What the Communications Officer Has Been Doing By Himself, Why Don't We?
I told you. I'm trying to see if I can get the comm system to—
Eiffel, what is this really about?
It's about us figuring out whatever the hell we need to do here so that we can go home.
But how does that translate into you barely seeing anyone?
I'm just trying to help, okay? Listen, I know you guys think I'm insane, but I'm at the end of my rope here. I'm out of ideas, and I need to do something, so I'm doing what I know how to do, which is make radio equipment reach really, really far, okay? I'm just trying to help. The only way I still can.
What do you mean, help the only way you still can?
It's just... You all told me all that stuff I've been doing, how I've been behaving, and... I mean, I'm really grateful you told me. I'm glad I know, or I would have just kept... But... I can't show up for breakfast like nothing happened. I want to make it right, and it doesn't seem like you guys want me around that much right now, so...
Oh, boy. Eiffel, there's no making it right. Figuring out how to get the aliens to leave us alone would be awesome, but it's an unrelated problem.
But
for this, there's just you showing up for breakfast every day and being slightly less of an idiot. There's just you being our friend, Eiffel.
Am I, Captain? Am I your friend? After everything you said?
After everything we said, you were going to feel a little bit hurt, yes. But then you pick yourself up and you do better, Eiffel. If instead you make the issue about you and how awkward and hurt you feel...
Bad things, like poisonous gas leaks, start happening.
So I'm not even doing this right?
It's not a question of right.
It's a question of you being as good a member of this crew as you can. You're always on the hook.
But you're also always crew.
So knock off the MacGyver bit, okay?
Roger that, Commander. Wilco.
Good. You feeling any better?
Mostly still just hungry.
Would anyone like to change the topic to things related to our current situation gas-wise? And
Hira, whatever it is, just say it already. Drop the stupid game.
Do you really think I'm going to lose, Lieutenant? After all this?
Oh, for... Kepler, say something.
Something?
Not like that!
All right, game over.
Ow!
Well, look at that. An ow. In all its non-interrogatory interjection-y glory. Congratulations, Hira. You've won.
Yes. Anyway, update. Venting's complete, and all air quality readings are officially in the green. It is now safe to move about the station.
Oh, hooray!
Yes. Awesome.
And now that our airflow problem is fixed, I took the liberty of running some of the new hardware you've been building, Eiffel. And it's working really well.
How well?
Let me turn on the speaker.
Wow. Is that...
A more direct line to our friend's music channel? Yeah.
Are you okay, Hira? It's not messing with your systems at all?
No. I'm okay. And it's recorded into the comm system, so if there's any useful information buried here, we'll be able to pull it out.
That's great.
Good work.
Hey... I know I've said sorry a bunch, but I want to make sure I apologize for the things that matter. For shutting you out and getting tunnel vision instead of being here and thinking about how I can, you know, keep debugging my code.
Fortunately, no lasting harm done.
And fortunately, We were able to get through a crisis without trying to kill each other.
And fortunately, we might have some new data to work with.
And fortunately, despite the alien samurai jacking our weekends and the LexCorp plans for galactic domination, we'll get through whatever comes next.
Unfortunately, you'll also all blow up.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. And the role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was Cello Sonata by Claude Debussy. Want to help us conquer Questions Thunderdome? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, The Gravo Situation, Navidi Everhart, and all our patrons for your support and for your indiscriminate sarcasm. Visit us at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho!
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet!
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here!
We can't help her?
I have a daughter!
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die!
Through you, that's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you. I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.